Today is Tuesday, January 12, 2021, and this is the first new moon session of this year. What will it be like? Okay. Give me a second. We're going to go live on Facebook as well. Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm going to give everybody a moment to kind of check in here. Today is the first new moon session of 2021. I'm just going to, I turned the computer on and the screen on early. So I could just be ready for people when they came on board. So I'm just going to take a minute or two to just talk about what I feel might be coming up for us today. Actually, I'm going to take a minute or two just to breathe. And give everybody a chance to come online. Okay. So, wow. The energy feels like this right now, almost like it's vibrating really high, but it can also feel like an irritating energy because there's so much activity going on behind the scenes, whatever that means, and so much in transition, so much in transition. Hi, Mimi. I know it does seem late, doesn't it? So, but it does seem late. I agree. I felt like by the time I got here, like after my last session, I thought, wow, I feel like it's been a very long day. Hi, Jackie. So, welcome, you guys. I came on early tonight. How about that? It does seem late tonight, and I actually came on a little bit early. And I have my phone call going on over there, so I'm not sure who's joined on the phone call, but I have it recording already, or recorded already, so we're good. Does anybody have anything they want to bring up right now? Or you want to just take a few moments and breathe together and see what wants to come up? Because believe me, I feel lots wanting to come up. And I'm not talking about dinner. Mimi, Jackie, anybody else that's on right now, just take a few breaths with me. And remember, breathe whatever feels right to you. It's more important. Yeah, I feel the stress too. That's why I'm like, okay, breathe. I love how you added three S's, like a snake. Stress. So let's take three deep breaths together and tap, all right? We're going to start that way. How about that? Everybody, you guys breathe with me. In the nose, out the belly. I mean, out the mouth. In and out the belly. Tapping head, heart, and pelvis. So, let's talk about stress for a moment, because that's coming up. I feel like so much tension in the air, and on my shoulders, actually. So much tension on the shoulders. Almost feels oppressive, like it's pushing down, pushing down, pushing down. Which is all the more reason why it's so important to breathe, to bring your body back up. Because there's a lot of heaviness going on right now. And a lot of anger. And a lot of fear. So a lot of emotions that are being repressed, stuck, or stifled, or exploding. So exploding or imploding, that's going on a lot right now. So move your body a little bit and breathe in and out. Do a little body undulation, which basically just means get your body moving. And shake. And the shaking is to literally shake off some of that stuff that feels stuck on the shoulders. I'm feeling stuck on my shoulders and on my back. So I just feel like there's this oppressive energy right now. And it's oppressive in so many ways. Almost like it's hard to breathe. Which is why it's most essential that it's important to do that, to breathe. Hi, Annie. Yes, it has been a rough day. Norman and I were talking about that earlier, how this new moon, it's like feeling the energy way before it begins. And by the way, we're coming up to the new moon. It doesn't happen until 12:02 Eastern. Hi, Lisa. I'm grateful for this time with you, too. And Jackie eating cookies. As long as you're doing it joyfully, that's good. If you're doing it with stress, yeah, well, that's still good as long as you breathe through it. It has been a very challenging time. So I feel like we're going to get right to the heart. I'm hearing get right to the heart of the matter. And then the throat, heart and throat, heart and throat, heart and throat. So there is so much being choked off. Hi, I just heard somebody come on the conference call. If you have something you want to say, please feel free.
Hi, Debbie. This is Angela.
Hi, Ange. So you're on the call tonight.
I am. Yeah, I deleted my app, so I can't actually see the lights.
Okay. No worries, my dear. So many people are doing that, and believe me, I have that moment where I feel like I want to do that too, but for whatever reason, I need to keep doing this.
I understand. Well, if you do, then you won't be able to do the lives in Facebook, so it totally makes sense for you to stay on.
Exactly. So, and I want to be able to reach those who actually want to be reached. Do you have something you want to say, my dear? And I'm glad to hear you here.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I can tell you I'm at a complete loss.
Okay.
That's
so for you guys can hear on the live, but Angela's on the conference call, and she's just checking in, and what she just said is she's at a complete loss. So and she is at a complete loss right now. Do you mind if I share, Ange?
Oh, yeah, please do.
Okay. Because for those of you who have been with me for a while, you know Angela joins me with Kelso, her beautiful kitten. And Kelso left us last Friday, right?
Yes.
So Angela's in a very deep grief space because Kelso was with her for 18 years. And not just because he was with her for 18 years, but he was so much a part of her life and our lives. He joined us on this new moon session every time. And I'm actually surprised he hadn't made it here because Kelso used to remind her. And just before this call, so I feel like everybody's experiencing that sense of loss on some level. Just before I came into the call, Norman read a eulogy to me from a friend of ours in our tax accountant's office, the office manager, and it was a beautiful eulogy. But I felt there was so much pain and heartbreak. In fact, they kept talking about heartbreak. And maybe that's why just before you came on, Ange, I said we're going to get, what I heard is get to the heart of the matter.
Nice.
And I feel that. I feel like the heart is aching right now. The dynamic of being choked off. So it went from heart to throat, heart to throat, heart to throat. And ironically, I said heart at the throat and throat at the heart. And I didn't do that by mistake on purpose. I did that because that's what's happening. It's like we're swallowing and stuffing our feelings and feeling choked off so much that our heart is not feeling the ability to be able to express. Ah, good. Jackie, new moon intention. Connect with throat and heart to communicate with love and power to move forward, trying to find my peace and courage. That's a beautiful intention. And it's that's what I think has been happening. It's like the throat and the heart. It's like, there's this sense of really wanting to be expressing through the heart, and this sense of fear or anger, all of the emotions feeling choked off. Hi, Beata. And so what we want to do is we do want to connect the heart and the throat. And we need, in that connecting, we need to do some clearing. And I feel tears. It's like I saw tears streaming down my face. And it's like there's so much sadness. The irony is all of these emotions, fear, anger, grief, all of these thought processes of confusion and ugliness and hate are all these emotions that are feeling choked off, but really the heart is feeling choked off. And there is so much sadness and this sense of loss. Sense of loss. So the words you said, Anne, were perfect. You're at a loss. And you're not alone in that at a loss. There is this sense of, ow, pain now, pain in the neck and the shoulders. Like, I need to move that around. Because there's this sense of, it's not even like feeling, I feel like this, like when it's strangled, but it's not that. It's like there's like a collar on the neck. And there's this sense of feeling chained to something. So I'm holding on to this big metal neck collar, and I see a big metal ring on the back, and it's hooked to a big metal rod. But it actually feels like it's hooked to several. It's like hooked to three big metal rods. And it's like so restricting that there is no ability to kind of move the head. And it's like there's this intense amount of panic over what next. Oh, what next?
That's been my question.
That is the question. And the body is feeling restrained. The neck and head is feeling restrained. The senses are being restrained. Hi, Amanda. So that is. It's like we're being restrained and there's no ability to be ready for what's next. And it feels very restrictive, very punishing, very limiting. And yet what I'm hearing, even with the pain that I'm feeling, what I'm hearing is that's the way we're perceiving it, and that's the way we're experiencing it, most of us. But really that imagery is just showing us how rigidly we have been and how narrowly we have been focused in that linear forward motion. And when I do that and I see that, it feels very much like The Walking Dead. That is interesting. I know last year I kept talking about what is up with all of these stupid zombie movies, and then I realized, oh, it's because most of the world is like The Walking Dead. So we're, and when I say most of the world, I mean collective consciousness. We have been walking around in this zombie-like condition. And so let's remove that chain. Maybe we're the ones that put that chain on us, and we're not being bound by anyone but ourselves. So let's take that off now. So I see miraculously now see a latch where we can take it off from the front. So I'm going to encourage everybody, go through this motion with me for yourselves. Take it off of your own neck. Open it up. Step forward and out of it. And then drop it behind you. And let it go. We don't need to be bound by our own fears and our own perception of what's possible and what we're limited by. Not anymore. And the irony is, it took these kind of times to make us feel like so restricted that out of desperation, we're finally able to actually see that and drop it. Ow. So now, I just fell in my hand positions of what it wants me to hold. So now it's like I almost have to hold my head up because it's been so restricted by that limitation that it's almost like the will of the throat, the ability of the throat to express from the heart was weakened, and we want to open that channel up and bring it to life. Open it up in a way where we can fully express all of our emotions, all of the sadness, all of the grief, all of the anger, all of the fear, all of that's so interesting because as I was starting to express that, it went into that rhythm of Figaro, Figaro, Figaro. So it's like operatic. Get it out. It's almost like spit it out, shout it out to the world. And if you're awake and in you're in a place in the east or wherever at 12:02 a.m. Eastern time. So for you, Ange, that would be 9:02 p.m. If you're in a place where you can quietly do this, I would go out or in your house, whatever works, and just howl, scream, sing, rant, whatever, to the new moon.
So that was one of Kelso's favorite things to do after we moved to California. He didn't do it before, but his favorite thing was to walk out on the balcony and yell at the world every morning. I think he was onto something.
I think he was trying to tell us, yes. That is brilliant. So, yeah, who says it has to be the full moon that you howl at? You want to do it someplace where your neighbors don't freak out, but. So, yeah, I'm getting, now is the time to just let it all out. so that you can kind of carry over. No, quit carrying over. Quit carrying over what we've been carrying over for millennia. First time I said millennia, I usually say centuries. But I said millennia, so there's a reason. So it's been a very long history. And if we're ready, willing, and able, which is my wish for all of us, my intention for all of us, to be ready, willing, and able to step into a new paradigm, a new way of being, a new way of living, and a new life and a new earth, meaning bringing back the sensuality, the beauty, the grace, the vitality of all of the life in this world, the vitality of all of the life in this world. And the willingness to be with it rather than trying to overtake it or overcome it. Many of us on this call have spent a good deal of our life overcoming. And as a result, what we've done is we've developed a really strong overcoming muscle. And when you develop a really strong muscle, it just wants to be grow more. So we've learned a behavior of, I can overcome this. That which does not kill me makes me stronger. And now it's time to breathe into each moment, into each space of time, and be with ourselves so clearly and so gracefully and so kindly that it radiates out into the world around us. And sets an example. Or how gentle we can be and move forward in this world. Because gentleness is a strength. Kindness is a strength. It really doesn't require a lot of effort. It requires a lot of effort to be unkind. It requires a lot of effort to be hard and harsh and hateful, because those are contrary to our souls and our essences. So Jackie, for all of us, for Jackie, for Amanda, for all of us, it's now time for us to connect our throat and our heart to communicate and move forward with peace and love and courage. Hey, Bill, yes it does. Gratitude raises dopamine. All those feel-good endorphins. It's time for us to step forward in our authenticity and be able to speak our truth. And that authenticity doesn't come from a place of anger or hate. It comes from a place of clarity, a place of presence, clear presence. I know that when I'm speaking true, I can say anything to anyone, and it doesn't cause a reaction. And when I'm charged and I'm reacting and I speak from that place, it causes a chain reaction. And so for those of us who are aware of energy and that way energy works, it's especially critical for us to pay attention to how we are directing our energy. Are we doing it from a place of source and power, or are we doing it from a place of force and fear? And when we meet those who are in that forceful, fearful place, Can we be that clear that it just causes the wave of that force to just collapse? Nice. Okay. For whatever reason, that made me very thirsty, causing that wave of fear to collapse. So I'm going to take a drink. I highly recommend you guys do too. So this is going to now take me to the senses and in the brain, actually. So I'm now going into the brain, to the senses site right now, and to the prefrontal cortex. And it almost feels like prefrontal cortex, you guys, is where the newer brain is evolving. It's like our brains grow over. Each layer grows over each layer, from reptilian to limbic to cortices, and now prefrontal cortex. And this is the area of forward thinking, higher consciousness thinking, most associated with the heart. And the eyes are very much physically, anyway, ruled by the liver and the occipital lobe. So it feels like we're linking that occipital lobe and that prefrontal cortex and the sense of sight to the liver and the soul. And then integrating that and linking that then to the evolving soul in the right atrium of the heart. And the message is, and I keep seeing your message, Jackie, trying to find my peace and courage. And what I keep seeing is, breathe and look within. Because peace and courage is not out there. You see examples of it out there. To remind you, it's all in here. And that brought out a weird image of like being like literally ripped open, but not harshly, not violently. It's like literally ripping open the facade that we have. It's interesting because with body talk, we often remove a false heart, which we, most of us, everybody I've ever met, builds around their heart to protect them as a false heart so that the real heart doesn't get damaged. But what that does is causes more damage. So I often find myself in sessions removing the false heart. But what I just saw was like literally removing the facade of the false self. And just like that clasp around our neck and those chains, I see us ripping that open and stepping through that and letting that fall behind us. And when I say letting it fall behind us, it's not meant to be debris. It's a vortex opening up. Imagine a vortex opening up and just taking that energy back to source so that it can be recycled and just become pure energy, pure light, which is what it all is anyway, which is what we all are anyway. That then takes me down to the belly. Oh. And I feel like I heard like grumbles, like a grumbling belly. And it's all of that stuff we've been unable to digest up till now. Oh. It's like caused a backflow in our energy as well as in our system functions. The digestive system, our eliminatory system, our respiratory system, all of our systems is caused a backflow. So we need to balance that and open up the pathways of the chakras all of them. Oh, and even especially behind the back chakra. Oh. Oh, and that makes sense, because now that we've stepped out of that, those chains, and stepped out of that false self, it's kind of revealing that literal backflow, indigestion, and all of that dynamic of not being able to stomach or swallow or digest this world and this life. So it's opening up those pathways, opening up that those channels, and getting flow moving again. Getting the flow of life moving again. Getting the flow of fluids moving again. Getting the flow of food moving again. Getting the flow of nourishment and chi and vitality flowing again. In the right direction. And I don't, when I say right direction, I don't mean as opposed to right or wrong. I mean as in the right direction. The right direction for the optimal flow. And it's working with all of the energy fields that come in down and through our systems, up and around, to get the energy fields clean. Those layers of Wei Qi, the physical, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual, the etheric, the energetic, so on and so on and so on. And to get the microcosmic orbit, which is like an Ouroboros, going within our energy fields. Get that dopamine pumping. To get that perception of gratitude and appreciation going. Because gratitude creates appreciation. Because what we appreciate grows. And we've been too distracted by what we don't appreciate. In fact, what we not only don't appreciate, we resist. So we've been so distracted by what we resist that we've forgotten that we have choice in the matter. We have choice in our being. We have the ability to choose a life. Doesn't mean we have the ability to control the environment out there, but we do have the ability to choose well-being for here, which, like I said, creates a resonance, like that giant ripple effect, which is really like the flower of life. It's that flower of life, all of those concentric circles, joining, and creating life. That takes me to the hypothalamus, which is where I actually started when I ended up the prefrontal cortex. But that needed to be done. So now we're back at the hypothalamus internally, which is the moon, by the way, you guys. So the hypothalamus, whatever you're on your astrological chart, whatever your moon is in, that is your hypothalamus, and that is how it functions. And we want to link it to the thalamus. And I'm doing this hand position to hold that. I'm holding two fingers here because I want to link the hypothalamus to the thalamus and the pineal to the pituitary. Then I'm going back to the AO junction, the back of the head, where the head and the spine meet. And I need to work with the musculature there, as well as the reptilian brain, the pons, midbrain, medulla oblongata, and the brain stem. So it's integrating them and bringing them back online with the pineal, pituitary, hypothalamus, thalamus. Ooh. That created something around the ears and the senses and the temporal lobes. Ooh. And there I get dizzy. So there is a sense of an imbalance of equilibrium. And so we need to work with the sense of hearing, linking it to the sense of smell. Hearing to smell. And with the central vessel in the meridian channels. And linking that to the stomach meridian goes down the front of the body through the eyes, stomach meridian. Okay, I'm still wobbling, so what's that about? So now there's something off kilter in the heart meridian. Actually, in the heart torus. The heart torus is that energy field that radiates out of the heart. And because it felt so constricted for so long, there is a sense that it, what? There is a sense that it is, it's been, again, offline, literally offline, like off kilter. So, like, literally bringing the heart of the matter back to its rightful place. Oh, that's nice. Right back to its rightful place. I don't see any more comments, so I have a feeling I'm missing them somehow. So if I am, I apologize, and I will catch up with you later. Now, going into where? Sleep. We're going into the sleeping, dreaming state. And we're going to need to do some aligning with people in the sleeping and dreaming state. So a lot of this is going to occur while we're sleeping. And in the, you might have some interesting dreams. Just know that this is that process sorting itself out. Right. Where are we now? We're needing to let that all settle, so I'm just going to tap that out. Head. Breathe with me, through, if you will, please tap head, heart, and belly. Aha. Yeah, the heart did feel twisted, Jackie. Thank you. It feels like, as a result of that, what I was feeling was oxygen depletion, which makes sense. No breathing, wearing masks, all of that other stuff. So we need to balance the body, the respiratory system, the blood, with oxygen. So in a way, it's like the blood cells have become confused in terms of recognizing always recognizing. It's not like totally, but like they've become a little disoriented and confused around oxygen. And it's linked to the sense of smell. And for me, that's interesting because I've always said, I've always been able to smell cold. Like if somebody comes in sick, I smell that they have a sickness. And I feel like that's part of the dynamic with this pandemic, this sense of smell and the lack of oxygen and the lack of breathing has caused a depletion in the red blood cells of the body and in the ability of the lungs to fully expand and contract. So we want to bring that into that expansion and contraction. Into the lungs. And yes, I'm actually doing the breath in the nose and out the mouth, but in the belly and out the belly. And that's mainly to get the diaphragm moving. So it's not about chest breathing, but we still want to be able to expand those lungs, not just this way, but up elongated as well, vertically and horizontally. We want to be able to get the maximum capacity of breath in our bodies. And with that, we need to balance for, I'm actually going to put in for immunity for this whole virus dynamic, but also for toxins in many ways, not just toxins in terms of toxins, all toxins, because there are toxins we're breathing in all the time and taking in even through our water. Even through the substances that we take, the food that we ingest. And so the body has almost like lost its senses in terms of nutrition and nourishment and air, the elements, in terms of the elements, in terms of the elements. Fire, earth, metal, water, wood. So working with bringing the body into harmony with the world around it, with the air that we breathe in, with the water that we ingest and shower in that has so many pollutants. And so within that, we want to do a body chemistry and we want to do a detoxification. But gently, gently, gently. I'm saying gently for everybody. Gently, please. I feel like, gentle is a key word for me today because it feels like too often we take the harsh road and we feel like the cure. You know, the cure for everything. And the cure is often worse than the illness or whatever. So it's really about tapping into that ability, the total optimal functional ability of the body to be able to breathe in life, breathe in air, exhale carbon dioxide and any toxins that aren't necessary, be able to take in the water, assimilate the water, and get rid of any excess, including the lymphatic system and the urinary system and the eliminatory system, getting rid of the toxins, including what comes through the air that's not breath, but electromagnetic frequencies. So balancing toxins from electromagnetic frequencies, and 5G and all of this other stuff we're being bombarded with all the time, sonic waves, radio waves, microwaves, electromagnetic frequencies, and all sorts. So it's putting into place a program to really address those factors, to bring our bodies back into full health. And when I say back into full health, probably more appropriate to say, yeah, full health. Many of us haven't ever fully experienced full health. So when I say back into full health, I mean with our original blueprint, our original design, to bring, to light that up, to bring that to life. And the only thing that you need to do is breathe it in. Breathe it in. Where does that take me now? So now, interestingly enough, I'm talking about toxins, so I'm feeling a lot of pressure around the head now, suddenly. And I seem to be holding over my eyes, my prefrontal cortex, my nose, my ears. My thumbs are in my ears. My pinkies are on my nose. It's like that. So what is that? I'm just going to be here till it tells me what it is. It feels like that stress. That pressure. Oh, I think in the beginning of this, I started talking about stress. So what is stress? Stress is not a thing. Stress is a reaction. Stress is a reaction to our perceptions of our environment. Stress is a reaction to our perception of our restraint, resistances. Can't let go of this yet, so forgive this weirdness, but this is what wants to happen. So, and a moth is landing in front of my face. this is actually painful. I see, it's like, it feels like a helmet now. It feels like we're removing a lot of metal stuff, actually, which is interesting because there's so much loss right now, and loss is grief, and grief is of the lungs and the large intestine, the metal element. And so what I'm seeing here is this is like a helmet, and then I'm feeling it literally over the top of my head and all the way down to the base of my skull, and even around the front, around the ears, right here. So that's another thing we need to remove. And that has to do with thinking and senses. I keep feeling my nose is like, okay, what's going on here? Which is, again, the sense of smell. And fear. Ah, the sense of smell and fear. Animals. In animals, actually, the sense of smell is the strongest sense. And in actually, in humans, the sense of smell is the strongest sense. The thing is, we mask it with perfumes and colognes and deodorants and all kinds of scents to hide our natural scent. And sense of smell tells us where we belong. So our sense of smell, our sense of belonging, our sense of knowing where we belong. And when I say knowing where we belong, it's not about being in your place. It's not that at all. Not being in your place. I'm always going in the opposite direction of this camera. It's really about knowing where you belong and knowing where your heart feels called to be. Knowing where your heart feels called to be. So, ironically, we're working on the brain a lot, and we're working with the whole body system. But it still goes back to the beginning of what I heard when we first got started. Get to the heart of the matter. And we are the matter. And you all matter. So So it feels like actually if I were to actually entitle this session anything, it's going to be Heart of the Matter, because that's really what it's about, getting back into alignment with our heart. And then aligning our hearts with our souls, hearts and souls, heart and soul, which means bringing coherence to our brains and bringing our heart and soul into alignment in such a way where we're actually following our inner compass, following our inner guidance. Trusting the process of life to take care. Trusting that this life is here for you, for us, not against us. Nothing against us but our own thinking, our own perception of us, our thinking. And yes, it feels like it's all against us out there, but they're reflections of us. They're reflections of those things we haven't claimed within ourselves. Once we claim it within ourselves, it doesn't need to show up so much out there. And that's really what these times are all about. These times are all about that, the waking up process of just wake up to the truth that we're all of that. And once we acknowledge that we have the potential to be all of that and breathe into that, and we acknowledge the fact that we are here purposely and life is purposely for us, as that one source, then the twist can be less in the heart and more of that roller coaster ride, if you enjoy roller coasters, where the thrill of the ride can increase your endorphins, or you can choose a gentler ride. But the point is, you can choose. You do have choice. No matter what the world tells you differently, you always have choice. Just knowing that actually raises the endorphins. Just knowing that turns on the light of consciousness that says, I believe that. I know that. I feel that to be true. Maybe that hasn't been what I've experienced so far, but I believe that to be true. And I'm going to breathe in fully and exhale fully. And I'm going to trust, even if I don't know how to trust, I am willing to trust. And I am willing to trust that even though I don't know how to trust, and I'm willing to trust that I'll be guided from within, and I can remember how to trust. It's not even so much about learning how to trust. You don't need to learn anything. You need to unlearn. So it's about unlearning distrust. Unlearning dis-ease. It's really about remembering. And remembering, because what we learned is so prominent in our conscious and subconscious mind, especially our subconscious mind. There are many things we're conscious of that we think we know, but subconsciously, there's a lot more running behind the scenes, and we think more of that, and situations arise out of that thinking space. And so it really is about bringing that to light. Hi, Jay, I am talking to you. It really is about bringing all of that unconsciousness to light so that we can quit creating a nightmare for ourselves, quit creating hell on earth, and like Course in Miracles says, live a happy dream. And remember heaven on earth, rather than continually torturing ourselves with all that stuff we think that we know. All that stuff that keeps us regurgitating the same old, same old. And stuffing it so deeply that it shows up out there more than ever. Because we don't think we have a choice in our own lives. We think there's something threatening us. Only thing threatening us is our thought that something is threatening us. So it creates something to threaten us. So let's breathe that in and tap that out. Breathe that in and tap that out. I actually like the way that came out. So breathe in all of what we just put into place and tap and breathe here. Tap your head, breathe in. Tap your heart, breathe in and out. And tap your navel and breathe in. And breathe out. And a reminder while we're doing that is we're breathing in to expand our lungs and our body cell intake of oxygen. And exhaling all that which doesn't serve anymore. And then we're tapping into the heart and tapping into that feeling brain, that relating brain. That guidance system. Where true thought and thinking comes through. And then we're tapping into the belly and saying, I took it in, now let me breathe it in so deeply that I've digested and received everything I need and prefer to receive. And I'm letting go and letting my body eliminate what I don't need and what I don't prefer. Coming back to the throat, though. So there's more. And now I'm holding the bottom of the throat and the base of the ears. Oh, and I need to work with, interesting, the fluids of the body. And the way they relate, so the heart brain, head, heart, gut, the way they relate to one another in the body and their role in the body, their function in the body. So it's like tapping into the consciousness, their natural consciousness, so the blood flows where the blood flows and does what the blood's supposed to do, the lymphatic flows where the lymphatic flows and does what it's supposed to do, cerebral spinal fluid flows where it's supposed to flow and does what it's supposed to do. Interstitial fluid does what it's supposed to do and flows where it's supposed to flow. All of the fluids know they're all part of the system of you, and yet they're able to differentiate their roles. kind of like interesting. It's given me the dynamic of us as human beings and how we have so many differences, and yet we're all the same. So it's the same with the fluids of the body. So, but we need to differentiate so that each fluid knows its job and does it well to keep you well, to keep you vital, to keep you conscious. And we're connecting that actually to the fluids of the world. And it's not just the oceans and the rivers and the lakes and the creeks and all of the waters of the planet. Also like the interstitial fluid of the planet, the plant, the waters that flows between the rocks and the minerals. It's also the water that flows in the air. The element of air is not just air. There is water. There is a texture, a consistency. Instead of like walking around in gravity and through air, it's like the water, I see it more fluid. There's a lot of that buoyancy in the air if you choose to be with it. So when you raise your arm, if you raise your arm and you raise it like force without the awareness of, oh, I'm raising my arm. If you raise your arm with the awareness of I'm raising my arm, you'll feel literally an energy that is enveloping and lifting your arm besides the musculature and the brain within you. So it's really that dynamic of what I've been talking about all of these years about let's partner with the elements outside of us, the elements inside of us. Let's quit trying to overcome and overpower and develop them into something else. Let's be with them and let them inform us and nurture us in a way that we remember. We remember the truth of who we are. We remember what life is all about. And suddenly we see with new eyes, smell the freshness of life, taste the sweetness of life, hear the harmony of life, and touch the grace of life. Let's tap that out. And for some reason, I'm tapping down the head and down the face. All the way down the center of the body. All the way down to the root. And down to the feet. In fact, I'll be back up. I'm going to tap up down to the feet. And that's it, my love. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome, Ange. Thank you. I feel Kelsey, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. You're welcome, Jackie. I know, isn't it wonderful? Me too. I feel so much better now, too. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, Ange. You're welcome, Karen.